With me is Diane Forster, who's the landlady of the Vulcan Arms, which is nearby. Diane, what sort of things have you been doing for the family?
We are having a charity fundraising night on Friday night. We're asking local people to donate either goods, money or services that we can auction off or raffle. We're receiving an awful amount of support from local community. We're also doing car washes at Sainsbury's round the back and also at the Vulcan. And there's just all sorts going off. It involves charity walks, all sorts.
How much money do you think and goods and times has been donated so far?
We are definitely into the thousands now, definitely. Like I say, the amount of support from local businesses and businesses further out, you know, in Chaddesden and everybody, the whole of Derby has come together to support this family.
What's the mood been like locally over this weekend? I understand there was a candlelit vigil.
Yeah, it's been somewhat sombre. Nobody can get their head around the fact that this family, who most of us know, have lost everything on every level.
And you say that people feel like they need to help. Why is that?
Absolutely. Again, it's a sense of community. Everybody just wants to do something. And again, nobody can get their head around the fact that this family have been completely devastated. And we feel that we need to do something, whether it be financial, supportive. We need to do something. As a community, we need to come together and show this family what Derby's actually about.
And you know the Philpotts, don't you?
I do. Mick used to do my karaoke. And I know Mairead, and they're a wonderful family, fantastic children, and it's such a tragic loss, such a tragic loss.
What were the five little ones like?
I haven't seen them for some time, but the children were just lovely, so polite, well-behaved, just an amazing family.
And just remind us again, if people want to get involved and donate to this charity drive of yours, what can they do?
If they want to donate goods or money, they can drop them off at the Vulcan Arms on 1 St Thomas's Road anytime between now and 9 p.m. on Thursday. There's also a page on Facebook called Support the Philpott Family. People can post there. They can also email myself. It's Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, Vulcan, V-U-L-C-A-N, at hotmail.co.uk. And we will endeavour to pick things up if need be, and we'll make sure everybody gets a mention. But you know, that's the best way to do it at the minute.
Diane Forster, thank you very much indeed. Well, the police remain here on site. There's also a mobile police office on Victory Road. They are still appealing for help and information from the community here.